Dearly beloved, welcome to another episode of the Seven South Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely nobody asked for. As you could probably hear, we're in the van again. Well, not the van, the Prius, the work Prius. We're doing a Prius cast, van cast, because I had great and grand plans to have Darren Parsons come on last week so you could listen to it yesterday, Monday of this week, which is already come and gone. But obviously I didn't do that. Absolutely nothing to do with him, absolutely everything to do with me, scheduling and whatnot. But he is the next guest I wanna have on. I've already spoken to him, he's down. The guys from Dune and Destroy called him out for some of the barrel racing times they had while we were in Moab, not Moab, Utah, for Sand Hollow. Jesus, Pepsi truck, come on, man. But right now, I actually left work early to head to my next appointment so I could have a little bit of time to speak with you guys because I feel so bad. I did 3 weeks, 3 weeks straight of podcasts coming out on Monday, and then I just totally whiffed it or biffed it, whatever the term is, and fucked it up. And now here it is, I'm recording this Wednesday. Probably gonna get home from work today late. I have a late appointment in the afternoon today. Probably won't get home until a little bit later. I'll edit this so it can be up Thursday. I'm sorry, I'm trying. I'm trying so hard. It's not easy. The weeks just fly by, even though they fucking drag on, they fly by. It's the weirdest thing, and I do not enjoy it. But right now, I'm headed out to King George. If any of you live in Virginia, it's about a half an hour from where I live slash work. Not a bad drive. But I figured this was a good time to just chit-chat with you guys, talk about what's been going on, what's happened since the last podcast. Since the last podcast, who was that? We talked to Azzy. Azzy Design Works. Go pick up some of his Cherokee badges. They're also, or not Cherokee, Comanche badges. They're about to do Cherokee badges. Make sure you pick up those too. Let's see, what else has happened? Ah, we got new products in. So it's a pre-order, but it's not a pre-order. But if you want a hoodie, if you've been bugging me about a fucking hoodie, now is the time. Now is the time. I just placed the first order. The first 24 hours when I made it known that we were going to do another batch of hoodies went so successful that we are actually like 2 weeks ahead of production schedule. God damn it, Angel. 2 weeks ahead of production schedule for these hoodies. So those will be shipping way faster than expected. Thank you guys 1,000 million times. I really appreciate it. You know how much I hate pre-order. This is not a pre-order specifically for the fact that I had already placed a down payment or a deposit with the screen printing company for the hoodies that I was going to do. Due to the clamorous nature of the people who want hoodies. I don't think I used that word right. I'm pretty sure I did. Clamorous nature. Clamoring. Because of that, we decided to launch it, and it went very, very well. So thank you to everyone who has purchased a hoodie. Thank you so much. You helped me put fuel in my car and helped get me tacos and cervezas. When in all reality, I dump all of this money right back into the business. Because what a lot of people don't understand is even if I don't do anything, like even if I don't do anything, go anywhere, buy anything, that there's still monthly and yearly recurring costs that come along with the business. So that's why I need to keep like making stuff. So there's constant, I can't just like stop because I still have, there's editing subscriptions and licensing software and other business related items that still cost money. That's why I have to keep doing stuff, keep growing it. But you don't give shit about that. Oh, bridge workers. Crossing the, I don't even know what bridge, the bridge in Fredericksburg. It doesn't say what river this is. I don't know, it's some river. But anyway, we're about to get on King's Highway. Nice little drive out into the country. I'm meeting one of my counterparts to fly 3D while I take photos. Makes my job a little bit easier. Makes the shoot take a little bit less time. But head out to the country. Make sure I don't get run over. Okay. Let's see. What else has happened? Oh, yes. The hoodies. We also have hats. More hats from Happy Stitches Embroidery, Doug Schoenberger, and his amazing wife, Lisa. Thank you guys so much for always supporting what we're doing. Go to the website. Check them out. We got hats. We have regular style flex fits. And then we have the flat bill snapbacks, which I'm a huge fan of. They're flex fit 110s. If you're a snapback person, it's the most incredible snapback you will ever wear in your entire life. Snapback, snapback, snapback. Well, let's see. What else has happened? I have a list for the YJ, like a full list, basically, of what I need to do. I'm very excited about that. Lamb Chop came over, and Mr. Hadley, who I have spoke about before, came to the garage and sat down with me and figured out what I wanted to do with it and what needed to be done. So we have a list of what needs to happen, stuff down to diff covers. Sorry, I was supposed to have notes for this and I completely forgot to write notes. But we got everything down from diff covers to new diff covers, bolts, all the little stuff, little wiring things that need to be finished. That's like, all that stuff from that list is like from A to Z. Everything that needs to be done or that I want done is on that list. The stuff that it needs to run and drive is much, much, much shorter. So I basically just need, there's a battery cable kit, Jeep cables, I think. Ooh, a train. This highway runs parallel to a train track, and I have never seen a train on that train tracks. That's fucking cool. Oh, it's a short one. Where was I? The list is very short. Oh, Jeep cables. It comes with a kit with cables if you want to run a winch and new battery cables, alternator, and there's a couple other little things just to replace them so I don't have to think about it again. Cables, battery, and fuel. That's it. And then I can key it, make sure the fuel pump goes, make sure the fuel pump is sucking fuel. And then I need to put motor oil in, make sure the cooling system is topped off, and then hopefully fire it up. That would be cool. And I already have one drive shaft. I just need to get the other one cut down. Oh no. Well, shit. I can't remember if it's the front or the rear. One of the drive shafts is ready to go. The other one, I have to change out the yoke on the axle side to 1350 to match. I'm pretty sure. But all that stuff's on the list. I'm very, very excited. Ready to do hot laps in the neighborhood with that thing, especially when it snows. The other goal for the Comanche that's been sitting, being neglected in my driveway, is to get the floor pans in. Hopefully, January. I don't know. We may have to push it back to hammers, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But I'd like to get the floor pans done by January. Oh my God, listen to this ridiculous shit, guys. So I went to set up an appointment like 2 or 3 weeks ago at the DMV, because this fucking COVID shit, you gotta set up an appointment at the DMV, which is, might I say, needs to be privatized fucking ASAP. Why the government is still in charge of the motor vehicle registration, the DMV, the MVA, whatever you call it, where you live, needs to be fucking privatized because the government is sucking balls at running it. It is so mismanaged and poorly run, it's a fucking embarrassment. And I'm sorry that I got very amped up about that. I feel very strongly about this. It's completely mismanaged, more so than any military spending from any unit at any point. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, getting off my soapbox. So I went to set up an appointment, and they are 2 months out. 2 fucking months. Because I want to get, yes, the MJ is still not titled in my name because I'm a lazy piece of shit. That has nothing to do with this. Anyway. So I want to get it registered in my name so I can put plates on it, so I can drive it around, get antique tags, do whatever, blah, blah, blah. 2 fucking months. The closest appointment I could get was like February 7th. Oh, guess what, fucking idiots? I'm gonna be in California then. So, whatever. I made the appointment in case I don't end up going to Hammers, which we're gonna talk about in a minute. But the plan is with the MJ is I'm putting farm tags on that bitch. Fuck them. If you're gonna make me wait 2 goddamn months to change over registration and get plates, that's fucking insane. That's so fucking stupid.
So,
I'm gonna put farm tags on it, and I'm gonna drive it to work. I don't give a shit. Ridiculous. Ugh. Just getting fucking upset for no goddamn reason. But Hammers, okay, so we've started planning for Hammers, which I'm very, very excited about. But I don't know right now if it's going to be feasible. I'm in talks with some people. I don't say this to be like snippy or like super secretive or anything, but I don't want to put people's business out there before anything's written down or set in stone. I hope you understand. But I'm in some talks, some contract negotiations, if you will, about Hammers, because at this point I cannot go to Hammers for free and just freelance it. On the other side of that, the media team for Hammers or Ultra 4 Productions is not approving any unsponsored freelancers, if that makes sense. Like, if you aren't shooting for a team, you aren't shooting for a company, you aren't shooting for a news or media outlet, you do not get approved. They've been very clear about this. So if you're listening to this and you're one of the, if you're a media person or personnel, you either need to have a fucking huge following or you need to be attached to a team or an outlet or a sponsor or a company. So fucking jot that down. I don't want you to make an ass out of yourself when you go to apply. So I'm in some negotiations with these people to see what I can provide them, and obviously how I'll be compensated in return for the work I'm providing. My full goal is to be at Hammers 2021. What that's going to look like, I have absolutely no idea. I heard some stuff about like, why can't I fucking talk today? Spectators. I heard something about spectators being like, you have to be in certain places or you need to be dispersed through a certain, I don't know. I have no clear answers right now. And honestly, I don't think anybody else does. But what I do know is that the production team for Hammers has had extensive meetings with the state of California. This is all public information, by the way, through Facebook and through other people's podcasts. It's not like I don't know somebody on the inside or whatever. This isn't insider information. They've had extensive meetings with BLM in California about their procedure in case something bad does happen, like there's an outbreak or whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm not a science. I'm not a, what do you call it if you're a virus doctor or whatever, a virologist? I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass right now. But they've been putting those plans into effect, and apparently everybody seems to be happy. So the event is going on as planned, from what I understand, and that's the way I'm looking at it from. Is that if they're gonna go ahead with it, I'm gonna go ahead with it. It's not 100% yet. Obviously, I don't really think anything can be 100% in this climate, in this day and age, with all this nonsense and ridiculous going on. The plan is to be there, Hammers 2021, doing my thing. It will be primarily video from what we've been discussing now. I think I'm gonna take a step back from the photos specifically for this contract, maybe for the foreseeable future. We'll see. I'm at a very weird spot in this media creating content world of where I think I need to make a decision of whether or not I'm gonna be a photographer or if I'm gonna do videos. And it's a very difficult position to be in because there's only so much gear that can do both well, if that makes any sense. There's only so many different avenues of gear that you can go through where they are a good stills camera while also providing an adequate level of quality for video. So I'm at a crossroads between the two, because if I want to get more video jobs, I need to pick a road and then go down that one. Otherwise, I'm gonna have, you know, a $6,000 stills camera, which I don't have, and a $15,000 video camera. It's not a video camera, it's like, the higher end stuff just gets so fucking expensive so quickly. Like, if you wanna be a high end videographer or cinematographer, whatever the fuck you wanna call it, you're starting out like a minimum 15 grand. To be taken seriously by any large company, like doing stuff like what I've done before in the past with event videos and like stuff I do for free or small team stuff, that's fine. You can get away with DSLR related stuff. DSLR meaning you can do photos and you can do videos with it. But once you start getting into creating content for companies, large companies or larger brands, or larger people, public figures and whatnot, you're getting into the astronomically expensive video realm. And if you wanna be taken from the way, this is the way I look at it. If I wanna be taken seriously by any of these people, I need to step up my game on the equipment side, which fucking crushes my soul, because I know that I can do good work with an average level of equipment, and that's fine. But in order to be able to offer clients stuff that is higher K, 4K, 6K, I don't know who the fuck would want 6K, but 6K down res to 4K or whatever they need delivered, for me to be able to do that, I need to have much better equipment, which frankly, I cannot fucking afford. That's insane. It's like buying a fucking car. I'd have to take out a loan, buy a $15,000, $20,000 camera. That's insanity. Plus I'd have to redo my entire gear cache. Like, everything that I have right now is centered around DSLR, video, and photo. So all the batteries I have work with each other. They're for that. Mounting options, all that stuff. If I move down that path into strictly videography, that's a whole new set of gear I have to buy. Entire new set. So I'm basically like starting at square one again. And then at that point, I wouldn't want to sell all of the stuff that I already have to fund that new purchase, because I'm like, whoa, what if I get a photo job? And I just sold all my stuff. I can't use my whatever I would end up buying video camera to do stills. That just won't work. So I'm in a tough spot, and this isn't meant to be a complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm so fucking grateful for the position that I'm in right now, to be working with the people that I am working with. And I'll get into this weekend's job, since that kind of nicely brought us in there. But it's a difficult spot to be in, and honestly, I don't know what the fuck to do. So this is kind of one of those podcasts where I'm trying to talk it out loud, and maybe I can come up with an answer. But frankly, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I don't know which path to pick. I don't even know which one I'm better at. I was gonna say, I don't know if I'm any good at either of them, but I've been paid to do both, so I think I'm adequate at it enough to at least get a paycheck from it, which is amazing. But I had a Mr. Speaking of, we'll go into this weekend now. Nice little segue. Choppy segue, but it was there. Mr. Jarrett Crawford hit me up. He said, "Angel, what are you doing December 5th? I said, "Oh, I don't fucking know. Probably got to check with my wife. What's up?" He says, "I need you in Texas." I said, "What?" He says, "Yes, Texas." I said, "What the fuck is happening in Texas in December?" He goes, "The Red Bull, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. The Red Bull Overland? It's not Overland. Override? Yeah, Red Bull Override in Decatur, Texas. Apparently, it's like a enduro motorcycle thing where they like race through the woods for 8 hours or something. I'm not exactly sure. I've watched a couple videos. Looks pretty gnarly. But I'm very excited for that. Jarrett, I appreciate this opportunity. It means the world to me, man. So on Friday, I'm flying out of Richmond. I'm gonna be headed to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, grab a car, head out to Decatur, shoot Saturday, and then fly back Sunday. So that's what's going on with that. But this is a video-only job, and that's part of what's going back to what we were talking about earlier, it's kind of where I'm in the middle, and I don't know what to do, frankly. I don't know what the fuck to do. So if I keep the talking out loud thing is helping. So if this one is video only, and then if Hammers pans out and that's video only, at that point, you know, I'm logically thinking, okay, maybe that decision's made for me. If I'm consistently getting hired, or people are consistently reaching out to me for video, then maybe that's the direction I need to take. Whoa, that's a red light. Whoa. Right in front of the fire station too. Maybe that is the direction I need to take. But that scares the fuck out of me. Because like I said before, that's, you know, we're going into the $15,000 range minimum for just the camera. That's none of the storage, that's none of the media that comes along with that, that's none of the anythings. That's like just the body or just the brain. I'm not ready for that. That's insane. I'm not financially or frankly mentally prepared to be shooting at that capacity. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, so let me say this. I have shot on very expensive cameras before. If you don't know, Blake Saffel, 392 Media out of Colorado, has several Red brand cameras that I have shot with him. There was a job in North Carolina, a drag racing thing that I helped him shoot, and we shot Red on Reds for the weekend. So I am, I don't want to say I'm not mentally prepared to run a camera like that, because that's not true. I am, I have before. It would just take a little getting used to. The biggest hurdle for that would definitely be the, what are you doing? Get out of the fucking way. Oh my God, these people are fucking idiots. Sorry, I'm in the Sheets parking lot. But yeah, I'm just not, I don't know, not to say I'm not mentally ready. I'm mentally ready. The financial thing makes me think I'm not ready. So we're gonna hang out here for a little while at this Cheats. I have some time. And that's why I left early, because I wanted to talk to you guys. But yeah, that's kind of where we are with work, with the Jeep, with the MJ. And that's where I'll be this weekend. Hopefully, if I can find room in my luggage, which I feel like there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to, I want to do a podcast with Jarrett in person. Hopefully, Saturday night, we will have a little bit of time for that. Or maybe Sunday morning. I don't know. I don't know what the schedule is going to be. I don't know exactly how we're piecing out the content. All I know is I am packing up every piece of gear that I own within reason, and I'm flying to Texas, and I'm going to do a terrific job for Jarrett. Hopefully I can do better at video than I can at fucking talking today. What is wrong with me? So that is going to end it for this one, guys. Super short. I just wanted to give you a little update on what was going on, what's going on with me, what's going on with the Jeeps, what's going on with work. I hope you enjoyed. Hopefully this next one we'll be able to do with Darren Parsons. Really, really excited. If you do not know who he is, please go look him up on social media. Darren Parsons. We're going to get him on this podcast. He has a bitchin' white XJ that I would love to talk to him about. So with that said, thank you so much. I love you. And I hope you have a fucking terrific day or something like that.